This is a Fox News alert. An American basketball star just sentenced in Russia. Lisa Brady. Brittany Griner gets 9 years in prison on drug charges, slightly less than the 9.5 prosecutors wanted. She had pleaded guilty to bringing cannabis oil and vape cartridges into the country, but told the court it was an honest mistake while packing in a rush and that she didn't intend to violate any Russian laws.
I want to apologize to my teammates, my club, Gemka, the fans, and the city of ECAT. My mistake that I made and the embarrassment that I brought onto them.
The judge announcing the sentence, which includes a $16,000 fine as well, after convicting Griner a short time before. U.S. diplomat Elizabeth Rood, who has monitored the trial, calls it a miscarriage of justice.
The U.S. Department of State has determined that Ms. Griner was wrongfully detained. Nothing in today's decision changes that determination.
Griner's defense team will appeal. President Biden just reiterating his call for Russia to release Griner immediately, adding that his administration will continue to pursue every possible avenue to bring home Griner and Paul Whelan, who's also in a Russian prison accused of being a spy. The U.S. believed to have offered a prisoner swap for their release. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland just announcing charges against four Louisville police officers involved in the botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor.
We cannot fully imagine the grief felt by Breonna Taylor's loved ones and all of those affected by the events of March 13th, 2020. Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
The federal charges are civil rights violations. Until now, only one officer was charged with state counts in connections with shots fired into a nearby apartment, and he was acquitted of wanton endangerment. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Recapping the breaking news out of Russia, WNBA star Brittany Griner sentenced to 9 years in a drug case she says was an honest mistake. Her team will appeal. The U.S. says Griner is wrongfully detained. Florida's governor is suspending a prosecutor, accusing him of openly refusing to enforce laws and prosecute violent suspects.
Tampa area prosecutor Andrew Warren has been under fire for refusing to try people accused of violent offenses and for stating publicly he wouldn't comply with Florida's 15-week abortion ban. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending him from office.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law. And I can tell you the states and the localities that have allowed this to happen, they are rueing the day.
Warren was elected prosecutor in Tampa in 2020. He's been openly critical of DeSantis, pushing to increase penalties for violent offenses. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Autopsy results just in the deaths of a couple and their young daughter murdered in a state park in Iowa last month. The husband and wife died of multiple sharp force injuries. Their six-year-old daughter from a gunshot wound and strangulation. Officials also confirming the killer was a 23-year-old Nebraska man who killed himself. The latest snapshot of the jobs market.
There were 260,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week. It's an increase of 6,000. The eight-month high for new claims was 261,000 in mid-July. And those still receiving benefits, continuing claims, also rose to 1.41 million. Another report from outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S.-based employers announced more than 25,000 job cuts in July, though the number is down from June. The auto sector led layoffs.
Fox's Jenny Cosola and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.